USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump could heat up a bit today when senators begin asking questions of the House Democratic impeachment managers as well as Trump's defense lawyers. Democrats and Republicans will alternate asking written questions that will be read aloud by Chief Justice John Roberts. Last night, President Trump was rallying the faithful at a big campaign rally in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Democrats stand for crime, corruption, and chaos. Republicans stand for law, order, and justice. And say what you want, but those are the facts.
President Trump will sign the new North American trade deal into law this morning at a ceremony on the White House South Lawn. The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement will replace NAFTA that was signed back in the 1990s. And this is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.